Pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Yidno v'sharo seh utvacho v'chara chamisha bocha yisharin tachas ashor v'arbatzon tachas aseh." That if someone steals a shor or a seh secretively, b'derech kaneva, and then he shechts or he sells them, he doesn't have to pay the kefil of a typical ganav. He pays more than the kefil. For the shor, he pays 5 oxen, and for the seh, he pays 4 sheep. He pays more than the typical ganav. Ganav normally, who steals secretively, as opposed to a gazlan, pays kefil. He just pays double. But someone who does tficha mechira, if he steals the shor asan, he does tficha mechira, he has to pay more, either 5 or 4, depending on what he stole. The question is, why the difference between a shor or a seh? The rule of dalet vehei, of chamisha or arba, that applies to shor v'seh. But by shor he pays 5 times the amount, and by a seh he pays 4 times the amount. Well, why the difference between shor and seh? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Bava Kamma that chosam mokom al kvodan shel brius. And the Torah was sensitive to kvod habrius, that since a shor can walk on its own 2 feet, the ganav didn't have to endure the bizayon of carrying the shor on his shoulders. So if he steals the shor and he does tficha mechira, he has to pay 5 times the amount. But the sheep, it's normal for the ganav to carry the sheep on his shoulder, so he had to endure that bizayon. That's why he pays a little bit less. He doesn't have to pay 5 times the amount, but rather he pays only 4 times the amount, because he had to go through the bizayon of carrying the sheep on his shoulders. What a remarkable thing. We're talking about a balavera here. We're talking about a ganav. And yet the Torah is concerned about his bizayon. You see how far the concept of kavod habrius goes. How sensitive the Torah is the bizayon of any individual. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out that we see a similar idea with Bilam HaRasha. Bilam travels with the Sari Moav to curse Bnei Yisrael, and when his donkey veers off the road, he hits it 3 times until HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Pi HaOsam, and the donkey speaks to Bilam, he gives him Tachacha, and Bilam has no response to the donkey. What happens to the donkey? It's not explicit in the Pesukim. It's not clear. But Rashi is medayek, Chazal is medayek from the words of the pasuk that Hashem actually killed the donkey. He killed us. Why did he do that? What did the donkey do? Says Rashi from Chazal, so that people shouldn't look at the donkey and say, this is the animal that gave tochacha to Bilam and he couldn't respond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the donkey. Imagine, this is Bilam HaRasha that we're talking about. He's going to curse Klal Yisrael. Ultimately, he gave the Eitzah to Balak to be Machshel Klal Yisrael with the Benos Moav. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about his bizayon. Incredible. How far it goes. How sensitive we have to be to the covet of every individual. Similarly, after the Maisa of Korach Vahadoso, after the 250 men were killed when they tried to bring the Ketores, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen to take the Machdos away. V'yorim es HaMachdos miven asrefa v'yaso eish zrei hola ki kodesh. Why was Dafka Elozer chosen to take the Machdos? Why not Aaron? The Irian Brochus explains that since Aaron was the Bala Maisa, the Homachokas of Korach was about the Kahuna Gadol of Aaron, so it wouldn't be right for Aaron to take the Machdos away. It would be, you know, too much of a shtach, so to speak. Right? Rubbing it in too much. A little bit too much of a bizayon for Korach Vados. Even though at that point in time Korach was already swallowed up by the ground, and the 250 men were burnt, so they wouldn't feel the bizayon. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that it would detract too much from the kavod, and they didn't deserve to have their kavod taken away. They didn't deserve that bizayon. We see how far the Torah goes to protect the kavod of every individual, even balei avera, even people who are not worthy of their kavod. How much more so do we have to be sensitive to the feelings of people who are worthy of our concern? Pasuk says later in this week's parsha, "Kesef talves ami es ha'oni imach." If you lend money to the ani with you, don't charge him ribbis. What does it mean, es ha'oni imach, the ani with you? Rashi quotes from Chazal that it means having mistakel ba'atzmacha kilu at ani. Look at yourself as if you are the ani. Don't look down on him. Don't feel as if you're doing him a favor. Don't be demeaning to him. Put yourself in his shoes. Treat him with dignity. Feel his pain. That's the way to deal with the ani. We see time and time again how sensitive the Torah is to the kavod of each and every individual. Bali Aveira, or B'nai Torah. Distinguished people, or people who are disadvantaged. It doesn't matter who you are, or what you've done. The Torah believes that every person deserves respect. Every person deserves sensitivity and concern. Shabbos.